Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hello, and welcome yet again to Citanium Mine. And on this episode, I thought I would talk about a AAA title, because I really haven't done that very much on this show, but I do actually play my fair share of big-budget titles. And the one that I wanted to talk about today was from Ubisoft, and is kind of infamous because, well, I'll get into that in a second, but it's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Now, Ghost Recon has been a series that has had many, many installments, some of them more straightforward than others. But as of, like, Wildlands, it got into the more open-world sort of military shooter. And when you think about the open-world, do five different kind of things, you know, format, you really do think of Ubisoft, because so many of their game series have started to lend themselves to that. Well, Breakpoint was a game that was going to take that same basic approach, but is really more famous for being so broken at launch with so many problems, so many flaws, that it led the entire company of Ubisoft to postpone their future launches and revamp how they were going to market them and what they were going to do with all the individual titles. And so Breakpoint, in many ways, kind of broke Ubisoft and what they were planning on doing with basically all of their series. Because if you're familiar with Ubisoft at all, you've started to realize that a lot of their games and a lot of their series have started to feel very samey. A lot of their series are annualized, and they started to continually, you know, put out a new installment in each one of them every single year. Sometimes, like with Assassin's Creed, two in a single year, and it just became very crowded in the space, but also that they were basically the same format over and over again. Well, you have this big open world where what it really focuses on is, here's all these collectibles to get, here's all of these towers to climb, here's all of these strongholds to take over, and yeah, they're going to be a little bit different every single time, but these are the five or six basic events that you are going to be doing over and over again. For the most part, I have to be honest with you, it works, which is the reason why they continue to do it. It still remains a fun thing to play. It's not a bad game design, but it is very samey over the long term. You play enough of them, and you kind of know what you're getting into. Whether I'm playing an Assassin's Creed and I'm going into a Far Cry, or if you then go into a Ghost Recon, or Starlink, The Division, Watch Dogs, you know, the list goes on and on. Anyway, Ghost Recon Breakpoint was such a tremendous failure from a critical standpoint, at least, but also really from a sales standpoint and a consumer standpoint, that Ubisoft basically took all of the releases that they were going to come out with in the very near future, and they postponed them indefinitely at that time. Now, this is not the first time that that even happened, because I remember the same thing happening during Assassin's Creed Unity, which was also an installment in that annualized series that ended up being, well, frankly, a buggy mess that people did not like, in a story that they found to be generic with characters they didn't care about, which led Ubisoft to revamp that whole series as well, and spent another additional year actually building out Origins. And Origins, for the record, basically took a whole new approach to the combat systems, a lot of the systems that had started to feel stale in other installments. But the thing is, I didn't actually get to play Breakpoint when it originally came out. So by the time I get my hands on it to do a free play days, which is what I eventually did, I didn't want to pay money for it, but I figured that it was available. I wanted to at least try it out and see if it was as bad as people said. I get the feeling that a lot of the bugs and glitches that people originally complained about were gone. And it's weird, because when you start playing Breakpoint, you might be under the impression that actually this is pretty good, because that's what my impression was. Okay, I'm sneaking through these jungly levels, right? And I have a few interesting guns at my disposal, and it feels like I have to be tactical, and there's kind of some stealth elements involved. You can actually get prone right down on the ground. You can cover yourself with dirt if you're looking to, you know, avoid enemy detection. You can sneak up on the enemies and take them out in melee combat. You can do long-range combat. And eventually, if you wanted to, you can even get into essentially multiplayer, either with actual people or with a few AI team members that you can customize loadouts on. Well, kind of, but I'll talk about that in a second. When you start, you would be under the impression that this is a game that you'll want to spend a lot of time in. But then you start to see that even though it looks like a lot of the most egregious technical issues with the game have been patched out, it is not completely gone, and some of the actual mechanical parts of this game are deeply flawed. The first one, I might as well talk about your AI team members, which you do not get right up at the front, but once you eventually get to the, you know, the rebel encampment on this island, you will have the option of having these AI team members with you. You do have some ability to change out their loadouts, but the problem is that it's very, very limited, and they don't really want you to take other guns from your loadout or from your inventory, but specifically either the gun that you're holding or, like, their default weapons. And the customization options for them are actually far more limited than you might imagine. They're not, like, fully customizable NPC characters, which I feel like was a real missed opportunity. I imagine that if you were doing this in like a four-player co-op mode where you were playing with actual people, they could do whatever they want and load out however they would care to, but they didn't really flesh that out for the AI team members if you want to play solo. Now, you could also just eschew them all together and just play literally by yourself, but you're kind of going to want to at least have some backup anyway, because they do throw a lot of enemies your way. Which actually brings me to another big problem that I found in the game, which is how your AI opponents act. They will be practically oblivious to your very existence while you are not in active combat. Like, early on in the game, there's actually the first big encounter that you have. Apparently the game, I'm guessing, wanted you to simply just not engage with these obviously very high-level enemies that are around. You know, they have the numbers above their heads with, like, all of the filigree, and you start to say, oh, yes, that must be a high-level character. And the idea is probably that you're just supposed to get out of that area without being detected. But I thought to myself, well, I'll throw caution to the wind. Why don't I just try to go up to them and take them out? And I did. And I never even alerted them. And I was able to do one hit, like, melee stealth kills on most of them, and then, even though they were wearing armored helmets and everything, my starting rifle that I had with me, I was able to actually get headshots on a bunch of them that were pretty far away without any of the other characters even noticing it. So that was really my first jump into the combat system, where I was like, oh, this is pretty straightforward. But then you get into a facility, and they will eventually recognize you. Something happens, and one of these characters just sees you, walks straight up and goes, oh, you're there. And then the whole facility just knows you're there. And they start calling in backup, and then there's just trucks and tanks and planes, and everything's just on top of you practically immediately. We got the heavy armor units come out with miniguns and everything. And before you know it, you're just dead. It basically is like this 0-60 system that they put into place, which is kind of ridiculous. There's a lot of systems that you can see they wanted to implement, but they don't really tell you how they wanted to implement it. There's supposed to be like a parachute or something. At least I thought there was, because it said that I had one, but I don't know how to activate it when I jump off a cliff, which obviously is going to allow me to do a base jump, but then I can't actually activate my parachute. Rolling down a hill. You're going down a hill, you know, on a decline, and, you know, you can trip and you can fall, and you could you'd have this weird thing happen where you're like, your stamina is decreasing because it takes a lot of stamina to get down hills. Like, I didn't understand really a lot of the systems that were happening in the game. And then ultimately, the big problem that I had with this title was straightforward. The game quit out on me and would not let me sign back in. It would not reopen. And thus, I really couldn't continue playing the game. The basics, though, it does an okay job with. As being an open-world Ubisoft game, it's okay. But honestly, okay doesn't really seem to cut it for me anymore. There are some other titles from the company that I am looking forward to just because they're new IPs, and I was just kind of hoping maybe they would do something new. But I'm having a harder and harder time getting interested in the next installment of Assassin's Creed, the next installment in a Far Cry. And yeah, I understand that there are some people that saw, like, Valhalla or, the new Far Cry game at the UB Forward and thought, ooh, look at those. Those look good. I understand that. I will probably play them at some point because I pretty much at some point will play all of them. But I am not jumping out to buy them day of. Will I want to play it down the road? Sure. If it goes on sale, maybe. If it's on a free play days or if it's on a Xbox Game Pass or something, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, fine. I'm already paying for that anyway. Why not? But actively going out and paying full price for the games, even though I know that they've spent more time on them because they knew what happened to Breakpoint, they didn't want to happen again, I just know this cycle. And so when I get into the point of this episode where I'm talking to you about other alternatives to this game that you might want to pick up instead, and I would definitely be talking about things you might want to pick up instead, the closest example I can give to Breakpoint is the Ghost Recon game that came before it, which was Wildlands, which is a better game. But I really don't even want to recommend those, because I feel like I don't want to continually recommend games that are in Ubisoft's kind of cookie-cutter genre. Although I've played so many of them, and I've spent countless hours inside of them, I really feel like a breath of fresh air is what we need. It's kind of annoying because the former Gods and Monsters, which is now like a Phoenix Immortal Rising or something like that, I will want to play it. I don't know why they didn't just call it Gods and Monsters. I thought that was a great name, but maybe there was a licensing problem. I will want to play it at some point, but again, when I look at it, it really does feel like yet another big open-world Ubisoft game that has the same elements as all the other Ubisoft games, and I was kind of hoping for some new, innovative stuff. So, what am I going to recommend? I honestly don't... Fallout New Vegas. Just play that. How about that? That has stealth elements. That has guns. That's a big open-world game. It came out 10 years ago. You can get the Ultimate Edition for like $20. Go buy that. Or, hey, you know what? You want to still stay in the Ubisoft pocket, and you want to have something that's more the stealth action kind of thing, that like a Tom Clancy military sort of shooter, go for Splinter Cell. I would say actually Blacklist, it was the last installment that they made, was actually very, very good, and you could run through those missions a multitude of times if you wanted to, more versatile than previous titles. I would say definitely try that one. Like Conviction a lot, too. I think, actually, Chaos Theory was one of my favorite installments, but just go for that. It's not a big open-world title, but you know what? If you're looking for the stealth and tactical aspects of these games, it's actually kind of detrimental to have that open-world atmosphere. I don't think it really adds much to that. It feels better to have more focused, smaller levels to play around with. And definitely feels more satisfying in the end. And, oh, actually, while we're at it, the new Hitman games. Hitman 2, where you could tackle objectives in a multitude of different ways. Like, I would not necessarily recommend the older Hitman games, because I felt like that same thing I was talking about, where either you're completely hidden, or then all of a sudden everybody knows who you are, and it becomes a shooting gallery. The problem with a lot of stealth games, that was very apparent. But that definitely got toned down in the newer titles. And I liked having a wide variety of things that you could do in each one of those individual levels with the targets and how you actually eliminate the main targets in those games. So maybe try those. It's not that, like, Breakpoint is necessarily a bad game, but you can tell that there just wasn't as much time in the oven out of the gate. And even now that they've done work to it, it doesn't feel like it has much personality all of its own. Yeah, sure, you're greeted with, like, the big bad guy being Shane from The Walking Dead, but that doesn't really sell me on it. And having some, you know, recognizable faces in your game, how pretty it is, and the Tom Clancy, you know, name with the recognizable franchise attached, is just not enough that I'd ever want to recommend it. Because I feel like I've played this way too many times already. All right, so thank you for joining us on Cytania Mine. Again, the cart is a little bit rusty. I did try to put a sign on there to alert people to that fact, but they usually don't bother looking at it because they're too busy trying to get away from me as fast as humanly possible, and there you go. Okay. Well, this has been fun. Don't break any points while you're out there. I tried.